The Hallmark Charlotte Greenwood Show.
Welcome now to our show. Here's a friend you all know. Charlotte Greenwood is with us again.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Charlotte Greenwood is brought to you this Sunday and every Sunday at this time by the makers of Hallmark greeting cards, to remind you that every time you want to remember someone, you'll find a Hallmark card that says just what you want to say the way you want to say it. So when you choose a card, look on the back for the three identifying words, a Hallmark card. Like the word sterling on silver, those words, a Hallmark card, mean finest quality, mean that you cared enough to send the very best. Yes, don't forget, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. And here is our star, that lovable lady of stage and screen, Charlotte Greenwood. A buzz of excitement about the Barton home today. The rooms have been freshly swept and dusted. The dining table is set, and from the kitchen floats the fragrance of Charlotte's cooking. Yes, and over the telephone floats Charlotte's voice as she makes her weekly phone call to her manager, Roger Humphrey, in Hollywood. She's saying,
"I'm very busy, Roger. I'm expecting Barbara Barton. She's a daughter." "No, Roger, not water. Daughter. Daughter and water are two different things. They both run everywhere. They're both either hot or cold, but only one will do the dishes." "No, I haven't seen her, Roger, but I've seen her picture, and she's lovely. She reminds me of myself." "Same nose, same eyes, same chin, only they were a little more careful when they put hers together." "Oh, dear. I always say handsome is as handsome does, and I'll do anything." "Huh? That's right, Roger. When I was a little girl, we never thought of doing the things girls do today. Confidentially, that's why we didn't do them. Those were the days when a girl would blush when she was ashamed. Now she's ashamed when she blushes." "Uh-huh. But a girl's life is still a hit or miss proposition. She doesn't make a hit, she remains a miss." "I did. I expect Barbara and I will find that we have something in common, only she'll have more of it. Well, I'll have to hang up now, Roger. I left Judge Cronin and Mr. Anderson in the kitchen. I'd better get out there and see if there's anything left. No, I don't mean they'll get into my cooking. I mean my cooking will get into them." "Oh, there's the doorbell, Roger. I'll call you next week. Bye." "Why, hello there, soldier. Come in."
"Thank you, ma'am. I'm a speck early."
"I guess you must be Private Don Benson."
"Yes, I guess you're Mrs. Greenwood."
"Well, that's a fairly close guess, only it isn't Mrs. Greenwood, it's Miss Greenwood."
"Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry."
"You're sorry." "Oh, here, let me take your coat."
"It sure was nice of you to invite me, Miss Greenwood."
"Why, how could we have a coming home party for Barbara without inviting her friends? And I hear you're a special friend."
"Well, you see, Barbara and I were kids together. My father used to be the head gardener here."
"Oh, then you have known her a long time."
"Oh, sure. We were both in the same class at school and high school, too, until she..."
"Ran out on Lakeview?"
Oh, she didn't run out. You got Barbara all wrong. She was always used to the best of everything, and when the Bartons lost their... Well, when things changed, she... I mean, there isn't anything to hold a girl like her in this town."
"Isn't there? You know, son, I have a hunch there is."
"I'm sure glad she's coming back."
"Oh, it won't be long now."
"Gee. I wish I could have gone down to the station to meet her, but I couldn't get leave until 5:00.
"Well, her brother's gone to meet her. Jack will get her here safely."
"Oh, say, is there anything I can do to help? I can't cook, but I can make swell French dressing."
"You too?" "No, sir. You go in the living room. I've got a judge and a city editor out in the kitchen who say they're experts at French dressing."
"Are you sure, Miss Greenwood?"
Sure. They started 20 minutes ago. It must be all finished by now.
You do.
Oh, no, you don't.
Yes, you do.
All right, Judge Cronin. You tell me how you make French dressing.
Oh, I thought you knew, Anderson.
Well, I do know. Only, well, I'm wondering if you do.
Well, don't worry about me. I know exactly. You start out with, I think you start out with olive oil.
Yeah, okay. Here's the olive oil.
Oh, here, thank you. Here's the oil. All fine.
Hey, wait a minute. This is a salad dressing, you know, not a lubrication job.
Don't try to coach me, Anderson. You use twice as much oil as you do vinegar.
Oh, no, you don't. You use 2 tablespoonfuls of vinegar to 1 of oil.
But nothing of the kind. Nothing of the kind. Now, where's that cookbook? I'll show you.
I don't care what the book says. I know.
Oh, yes.
Here it is. Here it is. Salad dressing. Ah, but we're making French dressing.
Same thing. The same thing. Any nitwit knows that.
So, of course, you know it.
Yes, naturally. Please. Now, stop that silly laugh. I certainly do know it.
Well, boys. Why the cookbook? Having trouble?
Well, certainly not. We're simply consulting it for precedent, suggestion, and confirmation.
Yes, of course. Why, we've been mixing up dressings for years.
That accounts for your mixed-up expressions.
Yes.
No.
Go ahead, Cronin. Now, what does the book say?
Oh, yes. Oh, dear. Oh, really? Yes. Well, take 2 eggs.
Eggs, huh?
Yeah.
How do I get eggs?
Aren't you a bit presumptuous? Even for a hen, it isn't easy. You'll find some in the refrigerator.
Oh, in the refrigerator. Yeah, over there. It's the first time I've ever seen square eggs.
Those are ice cubes.
Oh. Well, if it wasn't so blame dark inside... Oh, here's the egg. Well, now what does the book say?
Here's it. It says, separate them.
Separate them.
Yeah.
Separate them from what?
Why do you separate them from each other?
Oh.
Judge, don't you think a divorce would be better?
No. Quiet, I'm concentrating. And it says beat and fool.
Now wait a minute, I've got you now. How in the name of common sense can you fold an egg?
Oh, that's very simple. You take the egg. You take that as you do.
Well, go on, Judge. Let's see how you fold an egg. On you, it'll look good.
We'll just ignore that. We'll skip that part. See what it says next. Oh, yes, here it is. Take care. Meanwhile, cut up a few capers.
Cut up capers?
What, at his age? Well, it's an idea. Judge, shall we dance?
Yes, if you will. All the little...
Now, wait a minute. Please. I'm beginning to believe whoever wrote this book was wacky.
Yes, so am I.
I think you both are. Now, look, now you make that French dressing or you'll eat your salad raw like a rabbit.
Oh.
Say, Miss Greenwood. Oh, Jack, back already? Well, that train must have been right on time. Where's Barbara?
Upstairs in her room.
Upstairs? Jack Barton, you tell your sister to come down here immediately and meet Miss Greenwood. Doesn't she know Miss Greenwood's having a party just for her?
Yes, only she's not coming down to the party.
Not coming down? Barbara's not coming down?
No, ma'am. You see, she... Well, I can't do anything with her, Miss Greenwood. I think you'd better go up and talk to her.
Oh, I will.
Yes, who is it?
Hello, Barbara.
Oh,
you are lovely. I'm Miss Greenwood.
How do you do?
I thought I might help you unpack.
Thank you, but don't bother.
Oh, it's no bother. Oh, say, this suitcase is heavy. I hope you didn't have to carry it far. Oh, by the way, I figured your clothes would be a little wrinkled from packing, so I found a party dress you left here, and I pressed it for you.
You're very kind, but I won't be wearing it.
Well, come to think of it, you don't need to dress up for this party. There'll be no one here but your friends.
Miss Greenwood.
Hmm?
I'm afraid you don't quite understand the situation. I'm not here to meet new people or see old friends. I came back because I had to.
Had to? No, I guess I don't understand the situation. Why did you have to?
Because when you're visiting, you have to pay at least part of your way, and now I can't even do that.
Oh, you came back only because your money ran out?
You don't think there'll be any other reason, do you? You don't think I enjoy being here, facing people I used to know, having them feel sorry for me because we're not rich anymore? Certainly I came back because I had to.
Do you really believe that? You know, I think you came back because this is where you belong. This is your home.
It's a house, that's all. A house where I happen to have lived.
Oh, no. The world is full of houses, and you may live in a lot of them, but your home is where your heart lives.
That's old-fashioned sentiment.
Well, hearts are old-fashioned things.
What's there here for me, anyhow?
I was hoping you'd go back and finish school.
In Lakeview?
Uh-huh.
With all the kids who knew me when? What do you think they'd be saying about me?
Probably nothing. People are too busy with their own affairs. You may not be such an important topic as you imagine.
Oh, what do you know about it? You've never been anywhere, never seen anything, never been anybody. Anybody can tell that simply by looking at you.
Gosh, what an apron and a pair of flat-heeled shoes can do to a woman.
Naturally, Lakeview seems wonderful to you. Well, it doesn't to me. I hate it. Yes, hate it. That's how I feel about it. I didn't mean to hate this feeling.
Well, never mind about my feelings. If you don't want to go to school, what do you want?
I have a life to live, and I want to live it. I have a right to live it.
Yes, I know. Only living a life is... Well, that's a long job. I mean, what do you want to do right now?
Go to New York and become a model. Oh, I suppose that sounds silly to you.
No, it doesn't. No, no. In fact, when I was younger than you are, I had ambitions to go to New York and become an actress.
All right, all right. Tell me how glad you are that you didn't go. Tell me how much happier you are being a household drudge.
Barbara, whether I'm happy or not couldn't have anything to do with you. You make your own happiness, or the lack of it. But getting a job as a model won't be as easy as visiting with friends.
I've got an introduction to Phil Carstairs.
Phil Carstairs?
Yes, you wouldn't know, but he's a famous photographer. I've met a man who's a close friend of his, and all I have to do is mention the man's name.
You're sure this man is a friend of Phil Carstairs?
Of course I am. He wouldn't lie to me. Why should he?
Oh. So all you need now is money and a ticket to New York?
Yes. You know how much chance I have of getting Judge Cronin to give it to me. Who's there?
It's me, Barbara. Don.
You don't mind if he comes in?
Well...
Come in, Don.
Barbara. Gee, it's good to see you again.
Hello, Don. How are you?
Fine.
Well, so you're in uniform now.
Oh, I've been in since last August. I wrote you about it.
Oh, did you? Oh, yes, I believe I do remember. I was so busy, I didn't have time to answer.
Yeah, I know how it is.
Nice meeting you again, anyhow. Good luck.
Barbara, what's the matter?
Matter? Oh, why, nothing.
All the kids are downstairs. They're waiting for you. They're having...
You better tell them I can't see them.
Can't see them?
No. Because I...
Because she's getting ready to leave for New York. Barbara's decided to become a model.
New York? Model?
What's wrong with that? She has a right to live her own life, and she knows a man who can get her a job with Phil Carstairs. Right, Barbara?
Well...
But New York... You can't let her go to New York just because some fellow's handed her a line about getting her a job as a model. Why, that's crazy.
I don't think it's crazy. I think it's very sensible. She's taking the 7 o'clock plane, if we can get her on it.
You mean tonight?
Yes, and what's more, I'm paying her way.
Never more than today has this war-tired world of ours needed the warm assurance of love, of friendship that Valentine's brings. And so on February 14th this year, sweethearts will share their own traditional Valentine's Day with mothers and fathers, with our men and women in the services, with millions of war-separated families. And for any of these and all your dear ones, you'll find Hallmark Valentines that say just what you want to say, the way you want to say it. Yes, your Hallmark dealer has Valentine's lovely enough to be worthy of the loveliest mother, handsome enough for the finest dad. You'll see beautiful Valentines for your husband, your wife, each member of the family. Many clever, humorous Valentines, too, as well as the cute little cutouts that the youngsters love. And for sweethearts, there are dozens of charming Valentines, tender and warm as a love letter. So this week, choose your Valentine while your Hallmark dealer's selection is still complete. Hallmark cards are on display at America's finest stores. Remember, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness.
Hallmark cards will best express your perfect taste, your
to our story. Barbara Barton didn't stay long in Lakeview. She left immediately for New York. And on the evening of the following day in the Barton living room...
Evening, Miss Greenwood.
Why, it's Junior. Come in.
Hey, thank you. Jack told me you was here in the living room. You left your gloves down at the Oak Street store today.
Oh, thanks, Junior.
Yeah, I found them when I was sweeping up tonight. So I dropped by and give them to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it ain't often I get the chance to hand a pretty girl the mittens. Didn't you get it?
I remember I took them off. I never wear gloves when I'm working in the store. Mm. I feel better without them.
Huh? Oh, feel better. Yes, that's your pipper. Oh, you're quickening the upbeat. But, you know something?
What?
Sitting there with just that one wee lamp lit, you look almost like Dorothy L'Amour.
Oh,
yes, you do.
Oh, Dorothy L'Amour.
Yeah.
Oh, Junior, you're so wrong.
Of course you're wrong. Oh, Jaylen, you go again, sharp as a buggy whip.
Junior, next to Dorothy L'Amour, who's your choice?
Next to Dorothy L'Amour, I wouldn't want no choice. but be serious, Miss Greenwood. I'd like to whisper something into your shell like it. Oh, shucks, Jack Barton, you wouldn't.
Oh, am I interrupting you?
No, Jack, you're not interrupting me.
Well, Don here just wanted to say goodbye to you.
Oh.
I have to be back to port by 10 o'clock. Thanks for inviting me out this evening.
Oh, Don, come and see us very often.
I'd sure like to, only our outfit's leaving next Saturday.
Going overseas, I bet you.
Don, did you write and tell Barbara?
Yes, ma'am. I wrote a care of that Carstairs fellow, the photographer.
Look, soldier, I got my car outside. I'll give you a lift to the fort.
Oh, that'll be swell. Good night.
So long, son.
Take it easy, Don. And if you want anything, all you got to do is whistle.
Night, Miss Greenwood.
Come on, soldier.
Now, Miss Greenwood, what about Barbara?
Now, what's the matter, Jack?
Barbara's not working for any photographer. This whole business was phony from the start.
What was phony?
That man she knew, the fellow who was going to give her the job. Who is he? What's his name?
Well, Barbara didn't tell me.
Yes, and I know why. Because there wasn't any fellow.
Now, look, Jack. Are you saying that Barbara doesn't tell the truth? I don't believe that.
Well, sure, she tells the truth, usually. But all kids sometimes make up things.
Well, no matter how we try to stop them, children will imitate older people.
Oh, what chance has Barbara got?
Well, she has pretty hair and lovely eyes. A beautiful face and a perfect figure.
Well, does that make her a model?
Why, even Detroit never made a model with better equipment.
She's just an average good-looking girl.
Yes, well, that just goes to show you. One man's sigh is another man's sister.
I'm not kidding about this, Miss Greenwood.
Oh, now, Jack.
It's okay for you to try to laugh it off, but she's my sister. Carstairs isn't going to hire her. You know he isn't. And then what'll happen?
Well, she'll come back home naturally.
Oh, yeah? Well, why do you suppose Barbara went away in the first place? Because she's afraid the kids here won't figure she's as good as she figures she is.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Jack.
She doesn't want to face them right now. Do you think she's going to come back here after she's been a washout in New York?
I think you're making a mistake acting like this.
Well, you're the one that's making the mistake. You're the one that let her go. And whatever happens to her, it'll be your fault. Good night.
Jack.
Yes?
Whatever happens, we really should have Don out for dinner before he leaves. Invite him and some of his friends for next Friday night. Won't you?
Evening, ma'am. Is this where you're holding that shindig I got the invite for?
Sure is, soldier. Come right in.
Well, thank you, ma'am. Hey, these are powerful pretty diggings you got here, ma'am.
I'm glad you like it, Tex. That is your name, isn't it?
Sure, you're putting the saddle on the right horse, ma'am. But how come you knew my name was Tex?
Son, the Army's got a lot of boys out of Texas, but they never got Texas out of a single boy. Go right through that door and join the gang in the living room.
Okay, ma'am. I'm sure not fixing to swing a wide loop, so don't miss me.
Well, another customer. Hello, Don.
Am I late?
Now, how could the guest of honor be late? The party doesn't start till he arrives.
Miss Greenwood, have you heard anything?
About what?
From Barbara.
No, not a word from her, Don, have you?
No. And I wrote her just as soon as I heard I was being transferred. She's had plenty of time to answer.
Well, you know how Barbara is. You know, you've written to her before and she hasn't answered.
I know, only this is different. Before, Well, nothing much had changed. Oh, I did go into the service, but I was still here in Lakeview. Mm-hmm. We're still around just the same as always. Well, I was just a fellow that was around.
I know what you mean. Sometimes you don't know there's a feeling present until you've had that absent feeling.
But now I'm being sent away. We might not see each other again for a long time.
Yeah.
We might not see each other again ever.
And you think that might matter to her? Aren't you taking a lot for granted?
What do you mean? We've known each other since we were kids.
Well, now, look, Don. You think a great deal of Barbara. I know that. But hasn't it occurred to you that she might have her own ideas?
Well, sure, only...
Well, Barbara's almost 19 years old. Her life is hers, and neither you nor anyone else has a claim on it.
Yeah. I see what you mean.
She's been offered an opportunity in New York, and whether that opportunity is more important to her than her home, more important even than you, she herself has to decide. No person is wise enough or clever enough or knows enough to do that for her at the moment. Now, this is no way to start a party. Come on, Don, laugh and show your dimples. Oh, there's somebody else at the door. You go in the living room.
Hello, darling.
Good evening, Miss Greenwood.
Oh, well, boys, come in. Come in.
Thank you. We will. Say, you look charming this evening, Charlotte.
Yes?
That's right, Miss Greenwood. You're just as pretty as you can be.
Most women are.
Mm-hmm. No. You really look very young, Charlotte. Mm-hmm. Yes, very young. Mm-hmm. You know, I managed to keep youthful myself.
Mm-hmm.
You're positively infantile.
Wait a
minute.
Well, now, I always say that youth is relative.
Youth is relative. Yes, that's right.
In somebody else's life, it's the first 20 years. But in your own life, it's the first 40.
That's a very sage observation. Well, Miss Greenwood, age shall not wither nor custom fade your infinite variety, says Shakespeare.
You look kind of cute yourself, Judge, says Greenwood.
Oh, so you notice how I look.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you know, I was rummaging through the closet this evening and I came across a suit in a moth-proof bag, so I put it on.
You'll look a lot better if you put on the suit.
This suit, a bag. The idea. I bought it only last spring.
What became of the potatoes?
What do you mean?
Oh, of course. You ate them. Yes, I did.
Oh, now.
Boys, this is a party, and let's not start bickering.
Yes, Miss Greenwood's absolutely right. I'm sorry. I didn't intend an unkind remark, Anderson.
Well, if I said anything, I'll take it back. And be very happy to apologize.
And if I've said anything to hurt either of you, I'll take it back if I apologize and be very happy I said it.
Thank you, Miss Greenwood.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. There's something about that doesn't sound quite right.
Come on, boys. There are things to do in the kitchen.
Oh, the kitchen? Oh, now, look, Charlotte. Why is it that every time we come here, we have to work? Let the Barton kids help out.
Yes. Say, speaking of the Barton youngsters, what have you heard from Barbara?
Nothing. She hasn't written to me.
Nothing? Mm-mm. You mean you haven't heard whether
she's... Why, she's been gone more than a week, hasn't she?
That's right. I don't like it. I didn't like the idea at the time, and I like it less now. It's one thing when she visited friends in a nearby town, but it's quite another, sending a girl of her age to New York all alone.
I didn't send her. She wanted to go.
Well, you could have easily stopped her. You could have stopped her by simply saying no.
When anybody really wants to do something, Judge, you can't stop them by saying no. You can only stop them by making them not want to do it. You know that.
That's a rather tenuous point.
Mm. Yes, it isn't often I agree with Cronin, but I'm afraid I have to now. I think you've made a mistake, Charlotte.
Oh, I don't know. It isn't all Miss Greenwood's fault. I should have taken some action myself.
Well, look, I'm leaving for New York day after tomorrow. I'll go around to that photographer's and find out what's happened.
Good. Better than that. Bring her back.
No, you can't do that.
Never mind. Anderson, call on this fellow Carstairs and bring her back.
No, she isn't with Carstairs.
But?
What? What's that? She isn't working with him.
Then what is she doing? Where is she?
I'm not going to tell you. This isn't your problem. It's hers. And she's got to solve it.
Oh, now, Charlotte, you're not talking sense. If you haven't heard from her, how did you find out she isn't working for Carstairs?
Because Phil Carstairs is a good friend of mine.
What?
I knew him back in New York before he was a famous photographer. I've talked to him long distance. Barbara's safe and well.
Well, just the same, I demand to know where she is.
Barbara...
Where did you come from, Barbara? What are you doing here?
I decided to come back, Miss Greenwood.
I knew you would. Of course, if that train had been late, my dinner party would have just about been ruined.
You,
You knew she was coming?
Not for sure, but I was counting on something, and it worked.
Miss Greenwood, I... Barbara.
Oh, darling. Son, I got your letter. I came right away.
But you shouldn't. You wanted to go to New York and have an opportunity. You shouldn't have given it up.
I have, son. I can go back if I want to. Mr. Carstairs told me so. When I finish school. Only I don't care about that now. I've only been fooling myself. When are you leaving?
Any day now. Maybe tomorrow. But I'll be back someday.
Of course you will. And now it'll be my turn to wait. My turn to wait for you.
Yes, well.
You know, kid, the funny thing, you can fool all of the people some of the time and some of the people all of the time, including yourself. But you can't fool your heart.
Come on, boys, into the kitchen. Let's make some salad dressing.
Charlotte Greenwood will be back in a moment. Meanwhile, I want to remind you again, the next time you buy a card for any occasion, look on the back for the identifying words, a Hallmark card. H-A-L-L-M-A-R-K. A Hallmark card. Like sterling on silver, those three words are your assurance of finest quality. They tell your friends you cared enough to send the very best. Yes, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness.
Hallmark card will best express perfect taste, your thoughtfulness.
And now, Charlotte Greenwood.
Friends, with Uncle Sam standing behind them, it doesn't take much thinking to realize what a sound investment war bonds are. But beyond that, beyond a sheer financial advantage, there's another reason for buying bonds. Every dollar we put into bonds will shorten this war by just that much. We'll bring our boys home that much sooner. There are two ways of thinking about war bonds, with your head and with your heart. And now that we've thought about it, let's all go out and buy one. And now, until next Sunday, at the very same time, this is Charlotte Greenwood saying,
so long, friends, until we meet again. So long, neighbor, till next Sunday.
The Hallmark Charlotte Greenwood Show with music by Charles Dent, his orchestra, and the Hallmark Chorus came to you from Hollywood. This is Wendell Niles speaking. This is the Blue Network.
12:30 at KECA, Los Angeles.